Teach me, O Lord, the ways of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. In our gradual hymn, our sequence hymn today, our second verse begins, God is love and love enfolds us. Now, I was thinking about a little over a month ago, right after the new year, I was in a hurry and I stopped at a restaurant to have some supper. And yeah, I wasn't really thinking much about anything other than, everything. it's one of those times where you're not really paying attention to what you're doing because you're so busy thinking about, all the things you have to do either at home or at the office. And it came to the part where I finished my meal and waiting for the ticket, and the waitress came up and said, somebody else paid your check as they were going out the door. And they said, and he wanted me to give you this. And it was a nice little note that basically, said, do unto others, it was basically about, love one another. It was basically, a rephrasing of the great commandment to love one another. And I said, I don't know who it was. The person was out the door, but it did make me stop. It was one of those things where, as I said, my mind was occupied with all sorts of other things except what was going on in the moment. And thinking about how that one kind gesture of a stranger to another stranger and an anonymous gesture really made my day. And made me realize once again why we do all this. In our letter to the Corinthians, our first letter, we have our St. Paul writing back to the people of Corinth. And Paul's MO generally was to go to a new area, proclaim the good news of Christ, basically get the community going, and sometimes he would leave somebody behind who was part of his regular group. Other times he would raise somebody out of that community to sort of take over. Maybe it was a combination. And then at times Paul would write back, giving instruction. Sometimes if there was something going on, giving a little correction. And here today, he reminds that community of the foundation that has been laid for their faith, reminding them that the foundation of faith is Jesus Christ. And anyone who's ever built anything knows that the foundation is the most important part of building. It doesn't matter how elaborate, it doesn't matter how strong, it doesn't matter even what materials you use when you're building, if you do not have a strong foundation. If you do not have a strong foundation, you can at least begin to expect some cracks, and that's at the very least. Or at worst, the whole thing can be toppled down on top of you. And that's true about our faith. If we do not build a strong foundation on build on the strong foundation of Christ, we start to develop cracks in our own faith. And sometimes it slowly starts to fall apart. Without that strong foundation, when things start getting tough, it's hard to hold up. That foundation is built entirely on love, this message of love that Christ has taught from the beginning of his ministry. And it's not an original message on his part. As we see in our reading from Leviticus, from the Torah, from the ancient law of the Jewish people. It was already there to love one another. And Jesus is making it clear this is the most important part of our relationship with God, is to love God and to love those who are most important to God, all of us. And even in times of trial, even when we are under attack, to act with love. You know, we have today's reading from Matthew 5. And this follows the Beatitudes. And you hear Jesus telling them about life as a Christian, that it isn't an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You hear him talking about the turning the other cheek, that going the extra mile. And to be honest, this is all pretty radical. You know, in some ways it sounds like it's becoming a doormat, but it is Christ working out of resistance, but out of love. Instead of striking back, the idea of that turning the other cheek. You know, he says about when somebody hits you on the right cheek, to turn around and give them the other cheek. Now, that seems kind of crazy, but what you do is you stop your attacker. Back then, if he was talking about, say, a Roman soldier, he would have seen you as an underling, and he would have only hit you with the back of his hand. To hit somebody with the front of your hand would have made them, would have basically recognized you as an equal. To hit somebody with the back of your hand means that I am better than you. So the idea of turning the other cheek, instead of hitting back, when you turn the other cheek, you force that person to have to recognize you as his equal. The whole walking that extra mile, a Roman soldier could give you his pack and force you by Roman law to carry it for 1 mile. But when you take it the second mile, then you've taken the power out of his hands, and it becomes your decision to serve him. So it is all these kind of radical parts of the gospel that don't look radical when you read them at first. They look almost like you're being a doormat and submissive. But it is a way to basically stand up, but to do it not violently, not acting out of hate, but in this idea of serving your brother or your sister. Now, we're living in a time where we seem to have a lot of division going on. And it doesn't matter if you're conservative, if you're a liberal, if you're straight down the center. It seems like everybody is pointing a finger at somebody else. It seems like we're arguing about the most basic things. And this is how the world works at times. You know, this is not the first time we've seen a bunch of people divided. It won't be the last time. But the thing is, as those who follow Christ, whose foundation, who's built their faith on that foundation of Christ's love, it means we don't have to go into it. We don't have to participate. We can react back out of love. While others are fighting on who should be allowed in or out, we should just be feeding people. They can all decide on that themselves. When it comes to somebody who is cold, instead of waiting for the government to decide who's worthy or not, we give them a coat. It's pretty simple. We don't wait for those who are supposedly outside of us or above us to make simple decisions. We see a brother or sister in need, We love them. That's what it means to follow Christ. That's the foundation our faith is built on. Now, as a community, as a church, as a mission, we do a lot out of here for how small of a group we are. We try to do our best to take care of our brothers and sisters in need. Instead of arguing on what rights and benefits our brothers and sisters who've served this nation as in the armed forces should be getting from the government, we do our best to feed them and help take care of them over there with our ministry with Veterans Place. But once a month or so, instead of figuring out who deserves to be taken care of, we help serve a meal in Mastic Beach. And we don't ask if a person needs us or not. It's just there. We open our doors, we serve. We work on that foundation of love. It doesn't matter if a person thinks like us, looks like us, believes like us. We see them as God's children. I think as we move forward, in many ways, it's going to get rougher out there. I think we're going to see more divisions. And I think we're going to see a lot of confusion at times. But the important thing is that it doesn't stop us from doing what we're called to do. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to think about what it is that you can do either as an individual or we as a community to help serve our sisters and brothers in need. How it is that we can use our space, our resources, our hands to serve Christ in the world. In a week and a half, we'll have Ash Wednesday and we have the beginning of Lent. And Lent is a time in which we are called to spend in prayer and fasting and personal sacrifice. But it is also a time of reflection for both the individual and the community to look at what it is we are doing in Christ's name. And so as we come closer to the season of Lent, I encourage you all to take home your readings today, to sit down a few minutes each day, read them, meditate over them, pray about them. Ask God what it is God is calling you to do in response to them. And then I encourage you also to share that with one another. You know, the one thing about being the church, our work is never done. It changes at times. But no matter what ministry we are called to do, and it is all based on that simple premise of we are called to love. And so I encourage you to do that. Not only here, but in your lives outside of church. To be the gospel. To share the good news. To be Christ in a confusing, hurt world.